الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أن هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير وما أصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين وليعلم الذين نافقوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو دفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke about the loss that the Muslims suffered in Ghazwat Uhud and the 70 archers in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam posted at a particular place on the mountain. And what happened after it was the enemy came from behind, from the rear, and attacked them and made shaheed 70 of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question here. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةً. What happened was, when these 70 were killed in Ghazwat Uhud, they made a statement. They said, how come such a thing like this happened to us, that 70 of us, mu'minun, sahaba radiallahu anhum, became shaheed? So Allah is saying, what? When a musibah comes to you, when a musibah, when a tragedy, when some difficulty, some calamity has to befall you. But listen, قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا. You had already inflicted twice as much. In other words, not long ago in Ghazwat Badr, you destroyed and you killed the enemy, and you killed so many from the enemy. قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا. Allah says, after all of that, you still say, how can such a thing happen? That means don't forget that once upon a time, not long ago, you already killed and defeated the enemy and killed so many of the chieftains of the Quraysh, etc. Now you are making a statement like this, that how come 70 of the shuhada are killed? Allah says, don't blame Allah. You have to blame yourselves. It came from within yourselves. قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. This is from yourselves. That is why, because you didn't listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just stay in that position and don't move from there. But you didn't listen at that time, and we already spoke about this incident before. Allah says, now this came from yourselves. This didn't come from Allah. That is why 70 of you mu'minun sahaba radiallahu anhum became shaheed. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Then Allah says, indeed Allah has the power over everything. Allah can do whatever He wants. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah gives some reasons now why this happened. Allah says, whatever afflicted you, whatever happened to you on that day when the two armies, when the two hosts, the forces met, that is the forces of the mu'minun and the forces of the kuffar. Allah says, why did that happen? Why were you attacked? فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is all because of the leave and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah wants to do so. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah wants to mark out. لِيَعْلَم means وَلِيُمَيِّزَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to mark out the believers. Allah wants to show who are those genuine and true believers on the ground from the fake people. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. And who are the fake? Allah wants to mark out on the ground the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And then Allah says, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. I'll show you. This is an indication why I call these people hypocrites. Because when it was said to them, تَعَالَوْ, come and fight, قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوِ دَفَعُوا. The Muslims said to them, O munafiqun, come and fight. Of course, they didn't call them munafiqun because they assumed that they were with believers. So they said to them, تَعَالَوْ, come, قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوِ دَفَعُوا. Fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if you don't want to fight, at least ward off the enemy by بِتَكْثِيرِ سَوَادِكُمْ, by your numbers. Come and bring your numbers, at least when the enemy sees, when the enemy will see your number, then they will become scared, they will become fearful, and then they will perhaps flee based on what they see from you, from your numbers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَاتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ. This was their response, that if we knew how to fight, definitely we would have joined you, we would have followed you. Allah says, see from the statement, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. They were supposed to fight, but they did not fight. So on that day, they were closer towards kufr than iman. So in other words, if a person is closer towards kufr, it means he doesn't have iman here, because they say things with their mouths, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, that which is not in their hearts. They say things on their mouths, which they say things from their mouths. But that thing that they say, amanna billah, that we brought iman in Allah, Allah says that is not in their hearts. And right from the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, the very second page of the Surah, Allah says, and of the people there are those who say, amanna billah, we have brought iman in Allah in the last day. Allah says, wama hum bimu'minin, let me tell you, they are not genuine believers. So Allah says, wallahu a'lamu bima yaktumun, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what people conceal. Allah sees it, Allah knows it. Wallahu a'lamu bima yaktumun. So just Allah in what Allah says, they don't have iman. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ, Allah now tells exactly what did they do on that day. They said to their brethren, وَقَعَدُوا. But remember, these munafiqeen, they sat back, they did not come and fight. And what did they say to their brethren? لَوْ أَطَاعُونَ مَا قُتِلُوا. If these people here followed us, if only they followed us and didn't listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most definitely they would have not been killed. مَا قُتِلُوا. Allah says, okay, قُلْ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, فَدَرَأُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. If you really think that the taqdeer of maut is in your hand, then ward it off from yourselves at any given time. In kuntum sadiqin, if you are true in your claim. But of course, everybody knows, nobody can, al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. When maut comes, nobody can escape from maut. So if wherever it is meant to come, it will definitely come, and you will not be able to ward off maut from you. We continue, inshallah. The next verse, Allah subhanahu talks about the shuhada and the virtues of the shuhada.